So we are back, and now you'll be able to see that here are some of the triggers performed. There you go. And the both ones are skipped. The reason is that there are no new posts on that feed, which means that as the posts would arrive, it would automatically trigger. But those triggers that are performed here are something that are performed by myself. For example, if you just want to simply run the trigger, click here and press on this, so it will run the trigger and boom, there you go. So you'll be able to just trigger the things here quite easily, and now you'll be able to see three of those. Two were the previous ones that were available, and now this is how you are able to just run the triggers. Not only you're able to run the triggers, for example, if there is some run happened and you want to see the status of that, you can just simply go here and want to just explore some runs that are already happened, that are either failed or successful. You simply go here and explore those. Even if you want to just go with the trigger history, so you can simply click on any of the trigger or maybe the trigger history itself, and then you'll be able to see that the summary of that and the tracking ID, the code, is that accepted and node, input length, size, and all the stuff there with each of the trigger performed. And the next video, we're just going to see some more kind of stuff and the logic applications.